It's Social Web Cafe. Got your favorite drink and ready to sit back and relax? Okay, here we go.
Motivating magnificence, inspiring innovation. This is Marketing Momentum with Charles and Deborah, your weekly checkpoint to encourage the marketing momentum that is within you. The next six episodes of Marketing Momentum are from the Next Level Success Social Commentary Series, where Charles and Deborah are joined by Wade Harmon and talk about various topics. This is the first of that series.
Are we lagging? We lagging again?
We tend to do that really well, Charles.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember who said it, but, you know, it seems like everybody's kind of, in some degree, everybody's got to do some form of the strategy, right? It's like it's not enough to have a blog anymore. You have to somehow, you know, you have to take the next step, and you've got to be resident, right? Because I mean, I even looked at it, right? I looked at, who was it, Conduit Today, you know, because they were giving away a free month, and I thought, okay, well, I'm doing this radio show, right? This online radio show, but I need to be on the device. Right. I mean, I don't want to lose out to anybody in the local area who's already on the device, and they're easy to get to. And then I'm on the web, and somebody's got to get on their computer. They got to go search for me, or even they got to get on their mobile device and get on a mobile browser to find me. I'm figuring everybody. I need to realize I got to be on that device too.
I agree.
So did you get an app?
The Conduit thing? Yeah, I started the process, and I'm gonna go ahead and go through with it. I think they're doing a free month, because again, I mean, I was at the Chamber of Commerce, and a guy said, you know, I like your show, but I don't, you know, he said, I don't catch it. I don't always know when it's gonna be, and I'm just not always at my computer, right? And so, you know, this guy travels. And so he said, you know, it would be nice if I could get to it easily, right? And I told him where the web address was. He said, well, you know, I'm just not going to be typing in the web address to my mobile device. I'm just not going to do that. So that's what really kind of got me thinking, okay, well, this is the real deal now, right? So people are carrying these things around, and they're going to go for, like myself, they're going to go for the most convenient thing. And, you know, and if I'm not there, then
they're going for someone else.
We've only got so much bandwidth, right? If I got three spare hours, and whoever gets part of those three spare hours, well, they won. They won me for 3 hours, right? Or mm-hmm. If they get a piece of me. Well, I got to be trying to get a piece of people too. I mean, not to be mercenary. It sounds a bit weird, but, you know, I got to be trying to get a piece of people too. And I think all of us have got to somehow make the same kind of move, like Wade was talking about, onto like a physical device of some kind.
You are on iTunes. If I plug in and I can hear you on iTunes as far as your podcast,
that's
through the
right.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. No, that's right. That's right. Yep. And again, I mean, I think that's the perfect example of that. You know, Wade, when you I know that you've really worked. I mean, hard. Do you have any idea of how many people are catching you now on mobile versus a PC? Where are you? Where's your listenership, your audience, your you know, your readers primarily? Where are they catching you?
A lot. I was like you. I was losing everybody because, you know, I didn't have the app, and I realized that one of my favorite person, people to read is Pat Flynn. And he has made it so easy for me to find him on my mobile device. He's got an application for his blog that links to his podcast and his blog. And I'm in the process of doing that very thing right now. I do have the iTunes. I'm still not getting – I'm getting more people on just regular computer versus a mobile device. And I'm planning on fixing that right now because – well, not right now. I'm in the process. I've got the Kindle. You can get my blog on your Kindle. And of course, you can listen to me on iTunes. But as far as the whole deal with this day and hour, we can go through a drive-through and get a whole meal in 5 minutes. We can microwave a pizza in 3 minutes. Our society has forgotten what it is to wait and to be patient. And because of that, the online marketer suffers. We have to cater to these people, make it easy and make it simple, and just put it right, you know, you have to put it right to their doorstep before they'll even do it, you know. And that's, mm-hmm. Yeah, I am losing a lot of mobile visits because of that. Yes, my site is mobile friendly, but if I had an application that they could download and when they turned on their iPhone, boom, there I am, Bloggers Make Money. They can tap that and they can read my blog from that, or they can swipe it over and listen to the podcast. And it just makes it easier for them. Nobody's going to type in an address, just like you said, Charles.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do you think that people get it confused as far as, you know, there's mobile friendly and then there's a mobile app? And I find that when I talk to people that sometimes they think that if they've made their website mobile friendly that they have an app, and that's not the case. They're actually two different things.
Yeah, I think that could be confused a lot, you know, with a lot of people, especially people that, you know, came into it like me and didn't really know anything about computers and what, you know, apps were. But yeah, I mean, you could, you know, on your WordPress site, you could enable the Jetpack Mobile, mm-hmm. and think that you had the app for it, which is not the case.
Apple, you heard that they've had some issues. They had somebody try to hack them and they had to take down several systems. And it was interesting. I was going in to develop an actual iOS app. And I wanted to wait because, you know, it's 1 year, the $99. Let's wait until we're actually going to sit down and do it. And I go, and that day, they were hacked. So
that made you feel really good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like waiting, you know. The urge will pass by the time I log in. As I understand, I'm not the authority on this one. I don't think that the hacker was successful, but it was a good opportunity for Apple to really fortify things. So,
well, creating something with your blog that has to do with your blog from the Amazon platform is a whole lot simpler than doing it through iTunes and Apple. I don't know why. I guess it's you don't have to do a lot of the coding yourself. It's all just easy. You know, it's simple. Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere that somebody was talking about Jeff Bezos. They said that he knows the value of having knowledge of what every Amazon customer wants and needs. And that's what makes him so good. Just like I said before, it's all about ease and simplicity. And he provided me with, you know, allowing someone to go find my blog with their Kindle. You know, they can read my blog on their Kindle. And on my end, it didn't take any time to set up.
That's interesting.
It is, because it's the same thing that he really did.
Want to be a part of Social Web Cafe TV's family? We are here to help entertain and provide you with the resources and the latest scoop. Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe TV Insider, free at socialwebcafe.tv.
I mean, if you really think about it, right, alone, Kindle alone has changed publishing.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Forever. I mean, before, I mean, everybody knew about self-publishing, right? And everybody sort of, I'll get my book self-published with, you know, this little guy down the street, and I'll print up 100 copies, and I'll go and I'll have them. But that didn't change things the way the Kindle did, because once the Kindle was there, then people just figured out, oh, well, you know, all I got to do is just upload this document to this place.
That's it.
And my book is written.
Hey, Charles, is it tomorrow? Tomorrow, is it coming out?
No, it's not ready. Yeah, I wanted it to be. I'm still working day and night, but it's not ready yet. So.
Okay, I was excited for you.
I am. My book Taking Your Talents to Main Street. I mean, it's coming, but the audio portion and just trying to pull everything together. But I'm thinking we're about a week out. So.
Okay.
But thanks for asking.
Sure thing.
But I think he's taken that same concept, right? That the ease for which he made it, because I don't have my blog on Amazon. I probably need to investigate that now that you've said that, Wade.
Yeah, Wade, Wade.
but putting a book on Kindle has just made it so that everybody can get their voice out there, right? And so you know, to some degree, it's still a big deal that you've published a book, but now more people can enter into that space as fast as they can. I mean, I think if he did that to the publishing industry, I wonder what's going to happen with the newspaper industry.
Yeah.
Want to learn more? Take Deborah to coffee for 75 cents per week and hear her tips on proven action steps to move your business forward in success.
Do you think that's similar to when we musicians figured out that, wow, we can self-publish, we can become indie musicians and actually put our own CDs out there? Is that kind of what we're looking at as far as a Kindle? That
revolution? That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, I was thinking that exact same thing. It's just like now that the Kindle has or Amazon has made it super easy for writers to get out there and get known, just like it was for these, what are they called? I forget. You could download them.
The indie music ones, or the?
Yeah, the indie music ones.
Exactly.
Anyway, however, they can just upload it and it's there, and then they're found, you know?
Exactly. I think the challenge is when that starts, I don't think you notice it as much, but eventually there's a lot of noise. As with everything, where you get to hear some artists, for example, that are really incredible, that you just know they should have been found like 50 years ago. They should have been like, you know, top of the charts. But also the accessibility allows for maybe some people that could use more training. I'm sorry, I don't know how else to, you know, how to say that. But it fills up that highway, that music highway. Do you think the same thing is going to happen as far as the Kindle? You're going to get more and more books out there on Kindle and have to be a little bit more discerning.
Yeah, I think people will learn to be more discerning. But, you know, here's something that I'd honestly said, I don't know, almost maybe a couple years back. My wife and I were talking, and we were at this Hollywood movie. And it's really interesting because, you know, for movies and it just seems as if, you know, there's nothing that's really grabbing people's attention and their imagination. I think people are more and more wanting to see themselves, right? I mean, yeah, you know, we still like watching, you know, like television, and we like watching, you know, but man, we really like watching ourselves a lot more than we used to. So, you know, you could sit down, 10 years ago, there was no such thing as a YouTube hole, right? So you weren't going to get on your computer a YouTube hole where you start watching a video and you click over to the next one and you say, I'm only going to spend two more minutes on here, but I'm going to click this one more. And before you know it, your whole family's standing at the door like, where have you been?
It's like,
I fell down a YouTube hole.
Yeah, it's the next day.
Oh my goodness. I never heard that term before. Although we had that as a family where we found like zip popping. We watched one, there's another one, and there's like an hour later it's like, I can't believe our family time was to watch the biggest zit on YouTube.
Oh. Is it true? Well and so man, so and well now we got now, true confession. somebody somehow it made it to my Facebook page, and it's something called, I don't know, Epic Vine videos. Now I had never watched these Vine things, right? These all these 7 second yeah. videos. As I said, why would anybody watch a 7 second video? Well, so somebody put together what he thought was the funniest ones. 35 minutes passed this morning, right? Before I realized I must have watched, and I don't even want to count how many of those little videos missed a fit in 35 minutes. But that's how many I watched, because I looked at my clock and I couldn't believe it. I've been watching these dumb. So, you know, I think about that, and the whole thing is changing, right? You know, you can self-publish, you can do your own radio, and yeah, I mean, that's not news, but all of that means that these big guys, especially when it comes to music, there's some phenomenal artists out there, mm-hmm. right? And if I can go and I can – and I'd almost be willing to pay somebody independent rather than going out and going to the store and getting somebody who is probably more commercial and more well-known. It's almost like the indie guy is the guy you want to pay, because they're probably going to put 10 good songs in your album as opposed to 2 good ones, and then the rest of them where they were just kind of like playing around in the studio.
And they're more affordable. They're a little bit more hungry. I mean, that seems to be about the only place where musicians are making money as far as music is that licensing. You can still make some decent money if you can write some music and perform it.
Right, yeah. So I think all that, to me, it's saying that there's opportunity now for more people, right? So the money's the same there, right? You know, I don't think piracy is even the issue, to be honest. I mean, part of the issue. I'm not an artist, obviously. I'm not a musician, so I can easily say, yeah, piracy's not a big deal. But I think I can. The fact that we can all participate means that, you know, the pie is probably the same. But now we don't have all this bureaucracy that we have to pay for anymore. We can kind of, you know, spend a dollar and get something real, as opposed to, you know, having to get all the other stuff that goes along with it. And I guess that's the same in newspapers and all the other industries too.
So you're saying it's more affordable? Why sweat it if it's either free or – I mean, why worry about the pirating when you can just go honestly get it for 99 cents?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Now, I like this guy. His name is Cyrus Chestnut, right? And so, jazz guy, yeah. And now I bought 10 of his MP3s from Amazon, oddly enough. But I never would have been able to do that before, right? I would have had to get his album, and I would have been able to get the album I didn't like. I would have been able to get the 2 songs I liked and then the 7 I didn't like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But instead,
yeah.
It's a lot more affordable because I was able to get the 10 that I like and stop instead of buying 3 albums to get all 10 songs. So Cyrus Chestnut still got paid. I got what I wanted, but maybe he didn't get paid as much this time as he would have gotten paid otherwise.
But you appreciate it because now you did it a la carte and you don't have to, you know, fiddle through. I was going to say, do you remember the vinyl? Unless you had to go pick up the – I can't really date you guys. Pick up the needle and actually move it to the next song. You just had to listen to the whole thing. Okay, I know. I just dated.
Nice.
All right, yeah. But now speaking of that, I know everybody and their mother basically – can live stream on YouTube, right? So,
right.
And I know now Deborah's really into video, so she probably. But I mean, I think that, man, that to me is just huge because, you know, now everybody can basically do a concert. Everybody can be a reporter. Everybody can really broadcast live. I mean, yeah, you got to have a community and a following.
Join in this week and all weeks at socialwebcafe.tv socialwebcafe.com, and don't forget to look us up on iHeartRadio.
But I've enjoyed this.
Me too.
Yeah, right on. Right on.
So who's going to sign off and say say goodbye to everybody? Wade, you get it.
Do what? What do you want me to do?
To do the sign off to everybody.
Oh, okay. This is Wade Harmon with Deborah Anderson and Charles Terrence Harper. Thank you for listening and viewing us. And we'll see you next time.
Yay! I love it.
Subscribe to the Social Web Cafe podcast at socialwebcafe.tv to receive a fresh and free episode of Marketing Momentum every Thursday.